Cuts to senior benefits are already starting to be felt, and certain bills linked to the next state budget, but still pending in the legislature, could have an even more severe effect on many of Alaska's older residents. As Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports, reductions to state assistance for programs as diverse as affordable home heating and low-income adult dental care are all but certain.
Alaska seniors receiving drastically reduced benefits checks this month won't be the only ones to feel just how tight money is getting for the state's older residents. Rachel Greenberg is executive director of Matsu Senior Services.
Now what's happened with the senior benefit program is that the top tier has been essentially eliminated starting July 1 of 2016. And that's what's in the current legislation. Both the House and the Senate approved that.
Well, over 5,000 seniors will have no checks coming in at all, Greenberg says. Greenberg is also the Senior Services Provider member of the Alaska Commission on Aging. Here at the Matsu Senior Center, she has the data at her fingertips on which non-conferenceable bills will likely impact older Alaskans come July. The Commission on Aging keeps tabs on the legislative action to date. At a meeting earlier this month, which happens to be Older Americans Month, Commission members tracked the items included in the fiscal year 17 budget. They include a $9 million reduction to a state energy assistance program that helps households under federal poverty levels.
Now, there is still a heating assistance program that is federally funded, but that means that there's even more limited funds than there was before. So you're potentially going to see more people who were receiving heating assistance in the past that are not going to be able to get that heat.
Other cuts would take more than $6 million from Medicaid adult dental services for low-income seniors, and funding for the state's Pioneer Homes is being reduced, which will result in the elimination of staff positions. And the operating budget includes a new provision for Pioneer Homes.
They have approved a $100 annual fee to remain on the wait list for the Alaska Pioneer Homes. And the expectation is that there's 5,325 seniors on the wait list, and with a $100 annual fee, there would be an increase of $532,500 in revenue for Alaska Pioneer Homes.
Those are only a few of the changes older Alaskans can expect come July 1st. The cuts compound problems for a system of senior care that is already strapped. Greenberg says some items still on the conference table include state grants for community services for seniors that would reduce transportation, senior meals assistance, and home care assistance programs.
When you're looking at a senior population that is growing, some of those senior grant programs are really essential in order to keep somebody living as independently as possible.
She says top concerns in the senior community are housing and hunger. According to the Food Bank of Alaska, about 22,000 Alaska seniors use its services or the services of its partner agencies. I'm Ellen Lockyer.